Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct pleasure of the management to present you the evening's star attraction. Here we are back after our exclusive two-year engagement as a serious disagreement from Sydney, Australia, the physical media show on an omission from VOD, VOD, starring Finding Drago and Total Reboot's Alexi Toliopoulos.
That's me, baby.
And One Heat Minute and Zodiac Chronicles, Blake Howard, that is me. Welcome to the Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers. We're talking Blu-ray discs on this podcast. In fact, we're talking 4K UHD Blu-rays.
Oh, baby. This is a very special episode, special for us because it is now one of our other partnerships, the great people at Studio Canal, and we're going to be talking an incredible release we love so, so, so much. Francis Ford Coppola. We love his entire body of work. I, in fact, have a character from one of his films tattooed on my body. That's right, Jack.
Yes.
I have Jack on the back.
We've got Jack on the back, one of the most curmudgeonly little boys that ever lived.
But we're excited, firstly, as Francis Ford Coppola has now turned himself into a winemaker. He is sort of slowly curating restorations and visitations of some of his classics. We've seen the Cotton Club release come.
Sensational release.
If you haven't got it, it's the only way to watch the movie. Apocalypse Now, the final cut, which really finds the perfect marriage between the original masterpiece, still my favorite, and the incredible Redux. So finds a middle ground to those two things. And
yes,
I love that he
doesn't
delete the others. They're just all there to find.
They're
but this
dead.
One is his incredible adaptation of S.C. Hinton's classic novel, The Outsiders, that was actually lobbied by school students for him to be a part of and to adapt and to bring to the cinema screen. And he actually did it. This time, he's bringing us an incredible 4K set that he's titled The Outsiders, the complete novel, that not only includes the complete novel 2021 UHD 4K restoration with a whole stack of other extras, but an actual 2021 of the original theatrical cut of The Outsiders as well. Man, this release is stacked. We're so happy to be talking about it and bringing it to you on the Blues Brothers. Lex, I know you have had a longer relationship with both S.E. Hinton and The Outsiders. I am so new to it, but holy crapola, when we were just looking at the specs of this bad boy together in preparation of receiving it and watching it, I was just like, this is how you do Blu-ray, and it is no surprise that the one and only Mr. Francis Ford Coppola just knows how to get us registered cinephiles going. Let's talk about The Outsiders.
I wish that you could concentrate on something else just once in a while.
What's your name?
Pony Boy Curtis.
These are greasers who tried to pick up on our women.
Must be someplace that grazers, socias, must be someplace with plain ordinary people.
You be careful. They ain't gonna hurt you no more.
Stay gold. Pony Boy.
Man, Blake, The Outsiders is a classic adaptation of S.E. Hinton's book, The Outsiders, a story about teen gangs. When two poor greasers, Johnny and Ponyboy, are assaulted by a vicious gang, the Socias, and Johnny kills one of the attackers, tension begins to mount between the two rival gangs, setting off a turbulent chain of events. I had revisited this movie a couple of years ago when I was going through and just re-watching all of Francis Ford Coppola's movies because he is really one of my all-time favorite filmmakers. And of course, people will always go, oh, Francis Ford Coppola, yeah, he made like four of the best films of all time in the 1970s. Yeah, but what has he done since then? And I'm like, watch his 80s and 90s output. The guy is a fucking living god on earth. Any of his movies in the 1980s, if any other filmmaker released it, they'd be like, oh, it's the best film they ever made. But because his early work so eclipses his other work, they remain kind of unheralded. And I have been trying to become a town crier and re-heralding all of these films. And The Outsiders is kind of chief among them. He adapted two S.E. Hinton novels back to back. The Outsiders is a better well-known novel and a well-known movie. And the other film that he made based on S.E. Hinton's books is Rumblefish, which straight up is one of my favorite movies of all time. I've got a poster of it, a vintage one that I've yet to get framed. And I also have the soundtrack, a vintage soundtrack on vinyl. And I prefer Rumblefish to The Outsiders because it is like this weird art house movie made for teenagers. But The Outsiders is a melodrama in the style of the classic 1950s first films made for teenagers like Rebel Without a Cause and movies starring Marlon Brando that feel like they were the first films to really announce what teenagers were to the culture. They invented teenagers. And I think it is so key for Coppola to have made a film in that style for a new audience with one of the great announcements of an entire generation of future movie stars from freaking Ralph Macchio to Matt Dillon to little baby Tom Cruise and a grown-up Patrick Swayze and a young Diane Lane. Like, it's one of the most stacked Brat Pack casts that ever lived.
Yeah, it's an incredible feat of assembly of not only a cast, capturing people on the rise, like literally once you've worked with Coppola, catapulting them into superstardom if that was their trajectory. And so it's really, you know, I think you and I even were texting back and forth. I just couldn't believe after watching this, I'm like, how hasn't like Rob Lowe and Tom Cruise done more movies? And like we got Emilio Estevez and Tom Cruise together in Mission Impossible, which is super fun. But it's just like, there's not enough of that. It has never been enough of these people getting back together. And truly, you know, I'm going to focus more on the complete novel version of the film because that's what I've been diving through. But I just, despite the fact that I would probably say Rumblefish is more my favorite too, because as you said, it is just a little bit more expressionistic. As opposed to sort of told straight down the line. But just everything about this movie, the compositions, the music, the tone, the structure, the pace, and the chemistry that he's able to foster between actors and that he's able to make writ large on screen. It feels dumb. Like I feel honestly ill-equipped sometimes to go, but his formal nous when he's making this movie makes other filmmakers pale in comparison. Yes. It's like if your worst movie was The Outsiders, like, you know, some people are like, oh, it's not that great. You're like, yeah, man, he already made four of the best movies ever. Like, do you think that guy forgot how to make a movie? Like, he knows how to make movies, and whether it's alchemy, whether it's age, whether it's the conditions with which he, you know, he was under. And I think that he seemed to thrive in the most overwhelming of circumstances. But man, I was watching The Outsiders, the novel, having not seen it ever before, and I was just being completely like just knocked my socks off. I couldn't believe it. And, you know, it's nice. It's a funny thing to be like juicing your letterbox stats at the beginning of this year, you know, preparing for, you know, a Mission Impossible podcast I was being a guest on. I'm like, Tom Cruise and Emilio Estevez for a brief moment there were like in my letterbox stats of like me watching together. I was like, oh man, this is sick. But no, truly a really incredible movie. And you know, obviously when you compare it to the, you know, his masterpieces, it's just unfair. But just right from the outset, the textures, the reality, the grit, the grease of this thing, it really sticks and it really has a stain. And it's not, it doesn't have the same 50s idolatry of one of his, you know, great collaborators in George Lucas, who did American Graffiti. American Graffiti feels so sunshine and it feels so nostalgic. And this is the antidote to that. And he's making it with, you know, the nostalgia for friendships, but definitely has a very keen and harsh view of the era.
Yeah, I have to agree with everything Blake has said here. this is such a freaking baller release as well. Like, it is as stacked and as packed as a Criterion. And I think Studio Canal is one of the very few studios that push their classics out in this way, where they pack it to the gills with special features. And I had picked up a couple of years ago now the only Blu-ray available of The Outsiders, because I needed to rewatch it. And that was the complete novel version, which is a new recut that Coppola has done. And I think Coppola's recuts, at the very minimum, are fascinating. Whether they are improvements or not, they are different movies.
Yes.
And this, the complete novel, is one that restores a lot of content that was cut from the original release, the theatrical cut, that were excised from the novel. It also changes the music a little bit, has a little bit more of 1950s and 60s era contemporary music in it, whereas the theatrical cut has a really beautiful score from Carmine Coppola. And I think that I do now prefer the theatrical cuts.
Yes.
And
just like I prefer despite loving Redux and just how much more you could be in that world and see, you know, some of the original vision different facets, and then coming back to the final cut, which is just a blessing to see on the big screen. Like, if you could rate Apocalypse Now the final cut as a new release, like, it would have been my number one that year. Other movies paled in comparison. But I agree that going back to the original Apocalypse Now theatrical cut, which is, you know, still available on Blu-ray, and I'm so thankful for Coppola and the way that he continues to, you know, do these reassemblies, but then being very open with the iterations of his vision.
Yeah.
I truly think that, you know, his theatrical cut of that is just like sublime.
And that's the thing, that also is a Studio Canal release, that 4K UHD of Apocalypse Now, and there is a
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Version where you get all three on 4K UHD plus freaking Hearts of Darkness.
Yes.
And stellar release. This is up there in the same realm because you get both versions of the film restored wonderfully in 4K UHD. They look so beautiful. I cannot believe like how stacked this is for just like a regular remastered standard edition that you can just buy in a freaking shop. And I've seen that there is a more luxurious one that comes in like a bigger box that has got like some postcards and stuff in it. But like everything you need is in this. And
yeah, absolutely agree.
To have both versions, I cannot actually believe that they did that. I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have this release. I'm so happy for it to replace the other one that I had. And there is so much great special features that kind of get into like how this movie comes about. Like there's a news report about like the petition of like how these kids got like they petitioned Coppola, because this is a book that is a prescribed text in high schools from basically when it was first released.
Pretty much.
And because it's written by a young female author, it was written by a girl who was a teenager when she wrote these stories. So it's this inspirational story for kids to like embrace creativity and become writers. That's what it was for me when I read it in high school and it was prescribed to me. And I remember in the back, it even had in the book, like this was turned into a movie by Francis Ford Coppola because kids wanted him to make it. And seeing a little news report and him being on it and him going back to the school library and talking to the librarian and that like started the petition and the kids coming back that had graduated, that had been part of it. It's so cool to just have like little like vintage featurettes like that on here with like new introductions from Coppola alongside it. This is so sick. It's got all like actual like commentaries and stuff. I cannot believe that this is like a release that has like new commentaries from Coppola plus one with like all the cast.
All the guys. Matt Dillon, C. Thomas Howell, Diane Lane, Rob Lowe, Ralph Macchio, Swayze. Like the only person there is obviously not TC, but like just the introductions, the level of the commentaries, the fact that you get both restorations, and just, yeah, I mean, it's as you, I think I love what you said, is like so much of us being obsessed with physical media is like not only finding these great editions, but like finding where to get them. Cause some of them are more exclusive and some of them are like, you have to do the import train.
Australia,
some
of them freaking import all the time. My
yeah.
Lord.
It sucks. But
I'm a freaking mini importer exporter, dudes.
Same. And like, that's why we love our friends over at Dead End DVD, because like those guys like import some really rare shit and you can buy them locally and all that stuff. And so you get so lucky, but truly this Studio Canal release is like staggeringly good and has every bit of every release that you see, even like you said, with the postcards and things like that, if you're like an Uber collector, but just the standard like UHD that you can buy has all of this stuff. And you could spend countless hours on everything. And I love that in all these discs, he has the story of the restoration and he gets to sort of articulate his intent for the cut and why he's doing it differently and what he's changing. And man, it just rips. And just like, and again, anytime you get to spend with a true master talking about their craft, it's freaking awesome. It's a gift. And so, yeah, I love this. I love this release. It's so good. It is for us, you know, we're starting to get more and more UHD stuff. This stuff is just like one of our releases, big time.
Absolutely. This is like so far the best release of the year. Brother, just look at the freaking cover art, that new poster. Beautiful. This is a stacked and packed release.
For anyone who hasn't seen the cover art, it is done by the incredible Tony Stella, who I have actually commissioned to do two pieces of artwork. His illustration of the Zodiac that is on the Zodiac Chronicle podcast art is a Tony Stella original, and I'm so stoked to see him blowing the hell up across all of the interwebs, across a whole bunch of these releases, because his art is truly spectacular. And so yeah, really special for me, this as a work of art, and you know that it comes in every edition is just really special.
Yeah, this rocks, dude. Coppola, you're a god, baby. I'll freaking drink your blood and eat your sacrament any day.
Well, before this show devolves into the marriage of Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, Lex and I are going to leave you and love you and emphatically recommend this one. Get it into your carts ASAP. You can buy it on all the different online outlets, plus physically in store, if you are able to or feel safe to get out there, do that. And also right now on Oz, because I was just like Googling it while we were chatting, the 6-disc edition of the final cut that Lex and I were just talking about from Apocalypse Now, another Studio Canal release, is only $50 on Amazon for Oz.
Oh,
so
damn.
Like,
that's good.
Hot damn, that is cheap.
I might just buy it again to get the thrill of owning it another time.
If you want an early birthday present for your co-host, you can do that. But no, I genuinely, so dirt cheap. I was just like, oh my God, just checking that other stuff. Some of the others we still haven't gotten in Oz yet. They're more of the import one, but that one is really special. But we'll be back on more episodes of the Blues Brothers. We're going to have so many more episodes coming to you, probably weekly, knowing everything that's going on with our upcoming releases and the stacks of stuff we'll cover. We've got so much more Ozploitation classics from our friends at Umbrella Entertainment. We've got the latest entry in sensual cinema, Sex and Zen, coming up, which is basically like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon with roots. So exciting times coming ahead. Lex, I know you are up to your neck and up to probably your nipples in an incredible miniseries over at Total Reboot. Tell me all about it.
Well, we're doing Millennium Mindfuck movies on Total Reboot. We're talking about the twist and turny movies of the new millennium, like Fight Club, Memento, Mulholland Drive. But I want to plug back an old episode that we did in 2021 when we did a Screen Ages miniseries.
Yes.
We reviewed Rumblefish.
One of my favorite episodes ever of the show. I've listened to it twice and I love it to pieces.
Oh my God, is that true?
Absolutely true. I was driving at the time. I was teaching. I was driving to a high school. I was listening to your Screen Ages series religiously as they were coming out every time. And I love that episode so much. It made me swoon for the movie all over again. And then recently, I wanted something to listen to, and I often will go back and go, you know, what's a movie I love if I'm not watching a movie? And I'm like, I'm going to hear Lex and Cam wax lyrical about Rumblefish.
Holy shit, well, you sold it better than me. It's one of my favorite episodes of Total Reboot, but Blake's endorsement's way cooler. So I would say watch Rumblefish and listen to that podcast. Blake, you just announced a podcast I'm very excited about coming down the line later this year, Heat 2.
Yeah, look,
one heat chapter.
And one chapter at a time. We're not changing the name of the show. So many people are like trying to think of funny things. But I'm... One Heat Minute is coming back in the 165th episode of One Heat Minute. Travis Woods, my dear friend, who I later collaborated on deeply in the Incredible Increment Vice series that just had a bonus episode from Paul Thomas Anderson, so rush Holy back to shit. Listen to that. Travis made me swear that he did not want the show to end. He was a fan of it. He was such an amazing supporter. And he said, Blake, please promise me that if this Heat novel comes out, you will do a show. And so immediately as Mr. Man announced that he was doing it, I said, Travis, you bet your sweet ass, I will keep my promise. One Heat Minute will return in August of this year. And already the crew of people is assembling. And I can tell you hot off the press now, I can just give you this little hinted tip, the co-author of the Heat 2 novel, Meg Gardner, Edgar Award winner, is in touch.
Yes.
And is looking like we'll be on the show. And as someone who did One Heat Minute, you bet your sweet butt that I'm already in talks to try and secure the man himself on his press cycle tour to come back and
the
be a part of the show.
M-A-N-N.
The man himself. You betcha we're already talking. I'm throwing that out in the universe because I do want it to happen so much. But I also feel greedy that this is now my potential third chat ever with Michael Mann on a podcast, which is pretty insane. And if I could go back to my the Blake who started collecting the old Humble DVD, he would not believe me that I was talking to Michael Mann on a show. So that is pretty insane. So much coming down the pipe. You guys are listening to this in one of the last weeks of Zodiac Chronicle. I'm extremely proud of that series. You would have hopefully heard Alexi and Cameron on maybe one of the most anticipated episodes of the entire series, the basement scene with Bob Vaughn, played by Charles Fleischer, one of the weirdest human beings of all time.
We love Charles.
Stand-up comedian, voice of Roger Rabbit, incredible episode there, which Lex and Cam are the centerpiece of that we're talking there. So many more great episodes to come, including the final episode, which is I don't know. There are so many guests that are going to be in that final episode. There are so many people that are talking about it. There's so much content that I have to mine through to get that final episode out. But it is largely an incredible conversation between Mr. Travis Woods and I, who my friend Jordan Harper, who's an Edgar Award-winning crime author himself, said this quote of Travis, which I'll share, which he says, "Nobody bleeds for movies like Travis bleeds for movies." And I agree. Mm-hmm. So it feels suitable that he joins me for the final episode amongst an incredible lineup of other people, James Vanderbilt, Robert Graysmith, you name it, baby. We have it for Zodiac Chronicle. We're kicking. We're getting out of here. We're going to this cafe. We're going door to door on this bitch, and we will be done by the end of January and moving on to bigger and better and more wonderful things in One Hit Minute Productions.
Oh, mama, you love to hear it. Babies, go out and buy some Blu-rays or order them online if you feel safer doing that. Support Dead End DVD. We gave them a shout-out. We'll give them another one. Great local importer of Blu-ray content. We love you, Dead End.
Love you guys at Dead End. Currently stocking a favorite on the VHS for me when I was a kid, starring Kim Basinger and Dan Aykroyd, My Stepmother is an Alien, a really weird movie that disappeared off the face of the earth for about 25 years.
You pick it up?
I haven't picked it up yet. I've got it in my cart, but I'm excited to revisit that one when those guys get that.
I might snake it out from underneath you and buy it before you do. Thanks for joining us, babies, and keep spinning and whirring those discs and joining in the Blues Brothers, baby.
Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of One Heat Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include One Heat Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out oneheatminute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.